Can you describe a specific memory from your childhood that had a lasting impact on who you are today? What made that moment so significant?
Well, this answer doesn't reflect an early childhood memory. I would guess that from my teenage years, when I started working, I was teaching tennis during the summer, and I was teaching skiing during the winter. And what really impacted me as I kind of reflect back on those is, you know, while it was fun to help people learn and grow athletically and have fun playing a sport, early on, I recognized how at the end of those seasons, I really enjoyed helping people kind of learn and grow for the better. And conversations on the court or on the ski lift often bridged into more philosophical, theoretical, and just the idea of, you know, helping somebody be a better person. And so that has absolutely informed my work and career, because I now do work in the space of leadership development, which is essentially good human development and helping people, you know, lead themselves, lead with other people, and hopefully create some positive impact. So somehow I think these early experiences, you know, pointed me in a direction of the work that I wanted to do, and it being purposeful work beyond maybe just teaching a sport.
Who is someone from your life, whether a family member, teacher, or mentor, who influenced you deeply? What did they teach you, and how does that lesson still guide you today?
When I think of somebody who influenced me significantly, I think of, you know, Mark Johnson, actually, who really influenced me, and Bruce Tamlin, who really influenced me. And it was all about the importance of building community and human connection. In many ways, my life and career ended up evolving from potentially the influence of them on my younger years when I was on staff at Silver Bay during the summer as a college student. But I think also some of their leadership influenced a lot of the culture that I grew up in at Silver Bay, a place that, you know, always felt comfortable and you could be your authentic self. And then they were always just very supportive and very supportive and took a coaching type of approach. You know, another one that I'd add in there is Betty Tuohy, who took a similar approach. But there's so many people within the Leadership Forum community, not the Leadership Forum, Silver Bay, that then, you know, some of those also are in the Leadership Forum. But they, I think, greatly impacted my kind of young adult years. So thinking about that stage in particular.
Tell a story about a time you faced a significant challenge or setback. What happened? How did you navigate it? And what did you learn from the experience?
Blah, blah, blah.
Think of a decision, big or small, that significantly shaped the direction of your life. What led you to make that choice, and how has it influenced where you are today?
Blah, blah, blah. Quitting the corporate world and going to, you know, the nonprofit world.
Describe a time in your life when you felt truly happy, free, or at peace. What were you doing, who were you with, and what made it so special?
Yeah, I remember quitting the corporate world and going to work at Silver Bay. And then I think so many of the times in my life when I felt truly happy or free and at peace is, you know, being out in nature, being unplugged from work, but also sometimes, you know, doing some of the work over in the Philippines with Habitat for Humanity, you know, just kind of unconstrained. There wasn't that pressure.
Can you recall a moment when you first realized you had stepped into adulthood? What happened, and how did it change your view of yourself?
I think this is one where I continue to feel like I'm maybe not completely an adult. And I think that's partly because, you know, I've always looked up to people that are older than me around me, and that can create a type of
you know, dependency on them to provide answers, solutions, and such. And so, you know, in some ways, it's like until my parents maybe pass away, I won't fully step into adulthood, even though, you know, I have three kids, a wife, and doing all the responsible things of adults. And again, maybe the other shift was maybe when you truly stand up for your values and make some decisions that align and define who you are, such as, you know, quitting the corporate world and going to work for a nonprofit.
Describe a place, whether a physical location or a symbolic space, that has always felt like home to you. Why is this place so meaningful?
Yeah, Silver Bay, Silver Bay, Silver Bay for me. That's where I feel my most alive, authentic self. It's where I want to do my work. It's what gives me energy. It's where, yeah, there's so much there.
Tell the story of a relationship, romantic, platonic, or familial, that had a profound impact on you. How did this person shape your life?
Yeah, how can I not talk about my wife? I mean, boy, she continues to just impress me with all that she's able to manage and do, from Sri Lanka in the beginning to getting married, to being a mother, to managing the work that she manages, project management that I just suck at. You know, and she's still as beautiful as ever inside and out, and, you know, is a great partner, and so lucky to be on this journey with her.
Share a moment when your view of the world, yourself, or others changed dramatically. What happened, and how did it affect the way you see things now?
Yeah, boy, great question. You know, I think you start to understand how much your identity can connect with different components of your life, whether that's being married, whether that's, you know, working for a job and then being laid off from that job, you know, the identity of being employed versus unemployed. You know, there's a pretty powerful lesson there.
What is something you love doing or feel deeply passionate about? When did you discover this passion, and how has it influenced your life?
Oh boy, you know, that's democratizing leadership. You know, it's one that's certainly evolved throughout my life. I don't think I knew that language when I was younger, but, you know, when I was teaching tennis and teaching skiing when I was younger, or even a youth counselor, there was an element of shaping and supporting people that I really enjoyed. And, you know, then, you know, later on, I really landed on community development. And then that led me into leadership development. And so that idea, and not that idea, but the discovery in Sri Lanka of how people that didn't have access to leadership development could really, really benefit from it. So very, very important.
Describe a time when you felt an unspoken or profound connection with another person. What made it so meaningful?
Yeah, boy, I think there's many times when this happens, especially with the work that I do, where you're just really able to connect and be with people on a deeper level. I think the leadership forum kind of always kind of facilitated this.
Can you recall a time when you had to be brave, whether in a big way or a small way? What was at stake, and what gave you the strength to move forward?
You know, I think one quick way is just I needed to give a friend feedback. And that was going to be really hard, but, you know, I ended up making sure that I did it. And what's interesting about giving feedback is, you know, the idea of it is often so much more scary than actually doing it. So how does that encourage you to do it more often?
If someone were telling your story years from now, what do you hope they would say about you? What legacy do you want to leave behind?
Ah, great question. A legacy question. You know, he always did purposeful and meaningful work. He inspired other people, in particular his children and, you know, family. and was a bridge builder as opposed to a destroyer of things. Developed a lot of innovative ideas,